Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, if you are like me, the Missouri legislative session ended with a whimper, not a bang. They didn't get a lot of things done that I thought should have been a priority for the state of Missouri, including protecting women in sports, among other things, initiative petition reform. We did get some voter integrity laws passed. That was a good thing. I'm still not sure about the legislative maps, but it looks like the governor's going to sign them. But anyway, we could have done better, for sure. And I want to introduce our guest this morning. Terry Schilling is joining us, president of the American Principles Project. Terry, welcome into the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
You know, I'm looking down the list here of states that did step forward. 16 of them now, according to my count, that have stepped forward to protect women's sports. I'm sad to say my state of Missouri, which has a Republican supermajority in the legislature, couldn't find a way to do that.
You know, it's just sad. It's pathetic, right? I mean, you have states, it's just like your legislators haven't gotten the memo, right? And yeah, they need to get more pressure from their voters, really. We need to start threatening their power, because they have to understand that if they don't go along with these pro-family policies and these just common sense policies, they need to get unelected. Even Arizona, Doug Ducey signed this into law, and he's a pretty moderate governor, right? In a swing state. It's unacceptable. It's just common sense, and it's unacceptable,
yeah,
not to do anything.
I'm with you. Most recently, Arizona, Kentucky overrode the governor's veto and passed it. South Carolina, clearly, it can be done. And I hate to think that, I mean, it may take a special session or something. I don't know if the governor will call the legislature back or not. But, it's unfortunate. You guys had a poll out recently in swing states regarding the transgender agenda. What did that poll say?
It was a very encouraging result. So we did just the battleground states where, you know, the future of the Senate is going to be determined. Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And what it found is that the American people do not support the transgender agenda. They don't want men in women's sports, right? That was a 2-to-1 margin. I can go to the percentages. It's around 56% support banning males from women's sports, and only like 27% oppose it. And then when you talk about protecting children from these, what the left calls gender affirmation surgeries, they're really sex change operations where they're mutilating these kids, it's a 3-to-1 issue. So across the board, we also tested Ron DeSantis's bill, the parental rights education bill that would keep schools from talking to little kids about sex and gender identity. That was a 3-to-1 margin.
Wow.
Right? And this is important stuff. It's important because what the media does is they isolate you.
Yes.
They make you feel alone. They make you feel crazy for thinking that men can't have babies and that little kids shouldn't be sexualized in school. But in reality, the vast majority of Americans are with us, and we just have to have the courage to stand up and do the right thing.
Terry Schilling, my guest, president of American Principles Project. That's AmericanPrinciplesProject.org is their website. They are fighting the good fight. You know, yesterday we heard testimony in Congress. I played it on my show yesterday morning, so maybe it was on Wednesday, where they specifically asked somebody, do you think men can get pregnant? And her answer, oddly, was yes. I mean, that's the debate we're having in America here. So now there's the question, the leak of the memo from the Supreme Court or the draft, and now there's worry that Roe's going to be overturned. This is going to go back to being a states' rights issue if that happens. Now, that doesn't mean abortion's being banned everywhere. And you've exposed what's going on in the state of Delaware. They got a bill up there that is radically going the other direction.
That's exactly right. The state of Delaware wants to ban insurance companies from disclosing what they call sensitive healthcare treatments on the explanation of benefits. So it includes abortion, STD treatments, gender transitions, all of that stuff, all the stuff that, you know, parents need to know about, not just that they want to know about, but they need to know about that's going on with their kids. They're eliminating insurance companies from being able to tell parents. And then you couple that with the fact that Delaware schools all have school-based health clinics that parents sign a little waiver to. Well, you think it's just aspirin or ibuprofen or, you know, you get a cut or something in gym. No, they can prescribe hormone blockers. They can actually treat these kids. This is radical, and it's important to pay attention to Delaware because they're on the cutting edge of this stuff for the left.
Well, again, you get what you vote for, but if your local legislators are making those decisions, you can impact that at the ballot box. Excuse me, I got
That's
choked
exactly
up there.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Terry, I apologize for getting choked up there, but I'll direct people to your website, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. Keep up the great work for us. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
You bet. You too. Terry Schilling, good to get him on there. I took a drink of coffee during my interview with him, and something went down the wrong pipe. I violated the broadcaster's cardinal rule there by drinking something during an interview. I shouldn't have done that. If it had been bourbon, I would have been fine. Can I just tell you, the bourbon would have cut right through, but the coffee got stuck. I hate that. Hey, coming up next hour, Jessica Vaughn's going to join us. Love Jessica Vaughn. Worked for the Reagan administration years ago. She's the director of policy studies at the Center for Immigration Studies, and they've just gotten their hands on a bunch of ICE records showing the dramatic decline in deportations, despite what the Biden administration's telling you about what's going on at the border. I'm going to get her in here around 7:15 this morning. We'll give away a couple of tickets to that Top Gun movie as well next hour. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.